So today we're going to speak about, before we speak about Purim, we're going to speak about the Rambam Uncensored and the Uncensored Talmud, what they say about the founder of Christianity. You won't find this in the regular Gemaras. This is from the Uncensored version of the Rambam and Tractate Sanhedrin. Do you mind taking one and passing it down? Do you mind just taking, you'll see when you get it. One paper. One paper with two sides. Please take one and pass it down.
Art scroll keeps the censoring?
This art scroll has the censored version. I'm giving you the untold story. I'm giving you the untold story. You say you heard it here. Okay? You heard it here. This is a Jewish story. Okay. First, let's take a look at one paper's going around. Please take one. It's two sides. Okay, now, first we're going to begin with what it says, Shoftim Hilchas Malachim. We're going to begin with the side that says on the heading, Shoftim Hilchas Malachim. You have it, Evelyn? Shoftim Hilchas Malachim. This is from the Uncensored Rambam and Hilchas Malachim, Mordechai. You won't find this in a regular Rambam. This is the Uncensored
Rambam.
How do you buy an uncensored book?
Huh?
How do you get an uncensored?
You have to know the right people. Okay? Now you have it in your hands. Okay? Now, this. Everyone have a paper, I hope? Everyone have one? Good. Take a look at Shoftim Hilchas Malachim Perik Yud Aleph. You have it, Avram? This is the Rambam Shoftim. The heading says Shoftim Hilchas Malachim Perik Yud Aleph. Okay, ready? Af Yeshua HaNotzri. Again, you will not find this in the standard edition of the Rambam. This is the uncensored version. Af Yeshua HaNotzri. Who is that?
I thought he was a Jew.
Af Yeshua HaNotzri. Yeshua from
the Nazarite.
Look at footnote Lamed Dalid. Ne'ir Nazareth. He was born what? In Nazareth. So the Rambam calls him J.C. Pet Yeshua HaNotzri. Shedimo Shehio Moshiach. He thought that he was Moshiach. You have it? The top line? Venerag Bebezdin. Say what?
He was killed by the
Bezdin. Now, don't tell this to Mel Gibson. That's pretty amazing. I'll read the top line again. Shoftim Hilchas Malachim Perigud Aleph. You have that? Mordechai, with me or against me on this? Af Yeshua HaNotri. Also, Jesus of Nazareth, Shedimo Shu Moshiach. You hear? He thought that he's Moshiach, Venerag Bebezdin. And he was killed by Bezdin. Wait a minute. We thought the Romans killed him. We thought that what? That the Romans killed him. But the Rambam says that what? Moshe, don't tell Mel Gibson this. Venerag Bebezdin. You hear what it says? And he was killed in Bezdin.
Maybe it was only a psak.
What does that mean, he was killed in Bezdin? Huh?
They brought the psak down and they did, and the Romans did the dirty work?
Huh? So therefore, if you turn the paper over on the second side, you see something shocking. If you turn the paper over on the second side, you'll see something shocking. This is Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Gimel, uncensored version, Mordechai. Just turn the paper over. Again, you won't find this in the regular art scroll or any Vilna Shas. This is the uncensored version found in the Steinsaltz edition. Not in the English edition, only in the Hebrew. Okay, now look what it says. You have it? It says Nigmar HaDin. The chapter is called Nigmar HaDin, Alfie, on top of the page. What does Nigmar HaDin mean? When the judgment has been concluded, Perik Shishi Sanhedrin. Okay?
Where are you?
Nigmar HaDin. I'm reading the heading. It says Nigmar HaDin. The chapter is called Nigmar HaDin on top of the page, which means when the judgment has been finished, they take the guy out to be executed. Perik Shishi Sanhedrin. We got that, Moshe? Very easy, right? Now we go where it says Gemara. Right? Where it says Gemara. Or we can learn the Mishnah. Let's learn the Mishnah. You see it says Mishnah, Gimel Mishnah. Motzeloish chus patro. If they find someone, even after Nigmar HaDin, if someone comes forward to Yaakov and says, wait a minute, I have something to say, they make a retrial. Patru. If they find that he's what? He's innocent. New witnesses, new evidence has turned up. He's acquitted. V'mlav yotze l'sakel. And if not, he's taken out to what? To be stoned. There's a cruz yotze l'fanav. And as they're leading him to the execution, there's an announcer. Announcer goes and calls out, Ish ploni ben ploni yotze l'sakel. John Doe is being stoned. Al sha'ova avera plonis. Because he what? Did X, Y, and Z sin. Uploini uploini edav, and these witnesses testified against him. Kol mi sh'edei eloi schus, whoever can find what something good to say, yovav yilamid olav, let him come. It's never too late. Even when he's about to be executed, if someone says something good to say, they bring him back and retrial. That's the Mishnah. Okay, everyone has that in the Mishnah, but the following Gemara you won't have, unless you have the Steinsaltz uncensored version. See, it says Dalit Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Abaya, V'tzorech lemeimar b'yoyim ploini b'shoa ploinis, b'mokon ploini. You have to say exactly what day he committed the crime, what hour, what place. Dil me'ika d'yadi, also amazing law. Okay, v'choraz yotza lefanav. What is that? An announcer goes in front of the execution party to announce what this guy's charge was. Lefonavin miyakor eloi. Now we get fasten your seatbelts, Raphael. What's the next word? Vatanya will learn the Abraisa. Avram, you have it. Be'erev Pesach tolol liyisha hanotzri. Erev Pesach looks like before the Last Supper. They hung J.C. Penney. Who is they? And wait a minute, Rabbi Kessler. Hanging is not one of the Arba Misas Bezdin. There are Arba Misas Bezdin. Skila, Srefa, Hereg, and Chenek. Stoning, burning, not like Joan of Arc, pouring hot lead down the throat, beheading, and strangulation. Hanging is not what?
Strangulation?
No. Strangulation is not hanging. Strangulation is they put a rope around his neck and the witnesses pull while he's in a sitting position. Hanging is not one of the four. So what does the Baraita say? Be'erev HaPesach talu Yishah HaNotzri. Erev Pesach, they what? They hung J.C. Penney. Listen to this. Va'koros Yoytze Lefanov. And the announcer. The Gemara is saying clearly who executed him. Oh. Bezdin. Again, don't tell Mel Gibson. V'akoroz yoytze lefanav, arboim yom. In 40 days they announced. What did they announce, Rabbi Kessler? What's the next word?
Yeshua notri yoytze lisakel al shekishev b'sit b'diachet Israel.
Yeshua notri is going to be stoned. In Jewish law, all stoning victims, Malka, are hung up in a T position. I'll show you the source soon. We never hang nobody alive. In Jewish law, stoning victims, after they're stoned, they're hung up in a T position. Not nailed, but rope. So, Yisha HaNotzvi Yotze L'Sokel, Bezin is stoning him, Raphael. Why? Al Shekishef, practicing black magic woman, that is a capital punishment of stoning. The Mesuz Umediach, and he also, he tried to, what's Mesuz Umediach mean? Seduce and incite the Yidden off the derech. Both of those crimes, Alfie, are punishable by execution, by stoning. Is Alfie here?
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
He's here. Okay. Call me she'edei eloi schus, yovoi v'ilamed olav. Yiddish Avram. Anyone that can say a kind word about J.C. Penney, let him come and what? Say. V'loi motze loi schus. And they couldn't find anything what? Say about him with Tolohu. And Bezdin, after they stoned him, Raphael, what did they do? Hung him up. Be'erev HaPesach, no less. What about the Last Supper? Huh? Pretty amazing over here. What?
So they did three things, you're saying?
What, Malka? What did they do?
They strangled him.
No, I didn't say. They said, in Jewish law, a stoning victim, after he's dead, is hung up in a T position. How do I know that? I'll show you soon the source.
He
was stoned to death. He was stoned to death. Yeshe Hanotzri Yotze Lisakel. He is being stoned because he practiced black magic. The Mesis Umediach, what does that mean, Avram? Mesis Umediach means he tried to seduce and incite the Yidden off the Derech. Both of those are punishable by what? What do you do with the victim afterwards? You hang him up.
Until evening.
Now, how do I know it means in a T position? How do I know it means in a T position? T. I don't want to say cross, but I'm not going to say cross, but Ukulis will say cross.
She said because it says Ta'aluhu.
Please take one and pass it down. Please take one and pass it down. You're not going to believe this. Please take one and pass it down. Okay?
Did they search for their chametz first?
Let's take a look. Devarim Chof Aleph. You have it, Malka. Devarim Chof Aleph, Pashas Kiteitze. Please take one and pass it down. Please take one and pass. It's coming around. It shall be come around the mountain when she comes. They say seeing is believing, right? Pretty amazing. Rabbi Kessler, you have a paper?
Yeah.
Devarim Chof Aleph, Pashas Kiteitze. Posik Chav Bet. You have that, Malka? Posik Chav Bet. Okay, should I read it? We all have Posik Chav Bet by Shani. You have that? V'chiyah be'ish chet mishpat moves. You have that? Everyone have a paper. V'chiyah be'ish chet mishpat moves. When a person will have a capital punishment judged against him. V'humas, and he will what? Be put to death? V'moshi, what's the next word? Vitalito oisai al eitz. And you shall what?
Hang him
high. Reb Aaron, look what Unkelus says. Unkelus posi chav bet. Ooh, Unkelus on left side.
Titzlov
yosa al tzaliva. Malka, say what? Vititzlov yosa al tzaliva. You see Unkelus? Chav bet, I underlined it, Rabbi Kessler. You with me or against me on this?
I'm with you.
Saliva means the crucifix position. Slav. Isn't that incredible? In Jewish law, a stoning victim, after he was dead, was put up in a crucifix position. Are you listening to me? Only after he was dead, never alive. So after JCPenney was stoned, then they put the dead body up in the T position.
What was the purpose of that?
What's the purpose of that? What's the purpose of that?
I guess so. How do they keep him in that position?
What? No, with ropes.
Oh, rope.
Look at Pasuk of Gimel. Loitolin nevlosay aloeitz. Do not allow the dead body to remain what?
Overnight.
On the tree. Ki kovar tigberenu bayoimahu. Right? So look at Unkel Ischav Gimel, Rabbi Aaron. What does Unkel Ischav Gimel say on the left side? His dead carcass hanging in the crucifix position, but you have to take him down on the same day because it's a curse of God to let kikilas alhim talui. It's a curse of God to allow the dead body, even of a criminal, to what? Why is it a curse of God? Look at this incredible Rashi. It's a frightening Rashi, Rabbi Aaron. I'm afraid to read it, but look what Rashi says, Chav Gimel Avram. You have Rashi? Kikilas alhim talui. It's a curse of God to let this criminal hang. Why?
It says it's a... Zulzuloi
shel melech. It is a bizoyon for the king. She'odom also b'demus yoiknoi. The human being is made what? In the image of God. V'Yisrael heim banav. And we are what? God's children. Moshel. A frightening moshel, Rabbi Yaakov. Frightening. Moshel shnei achim ta'omim. What's the analogy? Two twin brothers. Show you doinim zeh lezeh. Remember the movie Prince and the Pauper? The Prince and the Pauper. Two identical twins. One grew up to be what? The President of the United States, and the other grew up to be Carlo Gambino. Remember him? The head of the mafia. Remember him? Two identical twins. Echod nasa melech. One of them became king. The echod nispas ilustus. And one became head of what? Murder Incorporated. Vinitla. And the criminal was what? Caught and hung. Kol haroya oto. Anyone who sees the criminal hanging.
They thought it was the king.
Omer hamelech toloi. The king is hanging. Because his twin brother is what? So therefore, God says, I can't allow for this criminal to hang overnight. He has to be hung up. Why? Two reasons. As a deterrent for others, and also, Malka, to complete this kapara. It ain't over till it's over. A stoning victim, his crime was so heinous. Is that the right word? Heinous or heinous?
Heinous.
That death is not the full kapara. The neshama has to suffer the additional anguish and agony of seeing the body in such a degraded position. That agmas nefesh, that anguish that the soul suffers, what? Completes the kapara. It ain't over till it's over. But God says, wait a minute. You have to take this criminal down before nightfall. Because people might make a mistake. And they might say, or foil, what? Frightening. The king is hanging. Incredible. We are made in God's image. God says we are his twin. Even a criminal. How much more so we who are not criminals. How close we resemble our creator. Isn't that frightening? Okay, so. Yes.
We learn from that the importance of the disobedient hames.
That's right. You cannot allow the person, right? It's a bizoyon. A bizoyon for the mace and also for kaviyochol. How close we resemble our creator. Incredible. I don't mean physically. Intellectually, to choose morally.
How dear we are.
How dear we are, how precious we are. Now.
Should we break out into dance?
Break dancing. Remember break dancing?
That's even later.
That's later. Okay, now we can go back to the Rambam. Let's go back to the first sheet, Sonia. You have the first sheet? Here. Now we're going back to the Rambam. Now we understand what the Rambam is talking about. We're going back to Shoftim Hilchos Malachim Avram Perek Yud Aleph. We're going back to the first paper where the heading reads Shoftim Hilchos Malachim Perek Yud Aleph. Okay, I'll start again. Now we have background music. Af Yeshua HaNotzri, Jesus of Nazareth, Shedimo Shu Mashiach, the Nerak BeBezdin. Now we know what Ramba means. He was killed by Bezdin. Pretty incredible. Looks like the Rambam had our uncensored version of the Gemara. Kvad Nisnabi Boy Daniel, my brother. Daniel, centuries early, had already prophesied about what? J.C. Shenemar, there's a pasuk in Daniel, chapter 14. You have it, Avram. I'm reading the second line on top. Ubenei poritzei amcha yinasul hamid chazon. Those people that, what my poruts mean? Those that break down fences of your people, they will see visions. Right? They will see visions. And hallucinate, v'nechshalu, and will cause stumbling blocks. V'chiyesh michshal gadol b'zeh, can there be a greater stumbling block than this? Here, shekol ha-neviim dibru she-Mashiach goel Yisrael u-Mashiach. All the prophets prophesied, what's the job of Mashiach? Redeem Israel and save them. U-Mekabes nitcheim, and gather all the dispersed ones, right? Umechazek mitzvasam, and to strengthen their mitzvahs. Vizeh, but this one, who's this one? J.C. Goram la'abed yisol b'chev. He caused the Yidden to be destroyed with the sword. How much Jewish blood was spilled in the name of what? J.C. Ulefazeh she'rosam la'shpilam. He caused the Jews to be scattered and to be so humiliated. Ulehachlif ha'Torah. And he changed the Torah. Ulehatoiz roiva olam. And he made the majority world sin to serve someone, a false god, besides a real god. So why did God allow it? Look at the next paragraph, Rabbi Kessler. Aval. Next paragraph. You want to read it?
Aval mashpo.
Machshavot. But the deep thoughts of the Creator of the universe, no human being can fathom them. Ki loy darcheinu derachav. Because our ways are what? And our thoughts are not his thoughts. He's paraphrasing Isaiah 56. V'chol advor me'elu. Ho'elu, Rabbi Aaron. You want to read that? Ha'yishma'eli. Who is the Ishma'eli? The Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali. Huh? You hear that? V'zeh Yishma'eli, she'omed acharav, he rose after Yeshku. Why did God allow it? Listen to this, incredible. Einon elo Avram, liyasher derech lamelech ha-mashiach. They came to be yasher. What does that mean? You ask anyone for directions in Israel, they say, yashar, yashar, adasof.
The point, the direction of the Mashiach.
The job of JC and Yishma'eli is to direct the world or pave the way for what?
Mashiach.
For Melech HaMashiach. Isn't that incredible? Now, Uletaken Olam Kulo, Yiddish, to fix the entire world, Lavod Es Hashem B'Yachad. So their job is to pave the way. I think it's called the grounds crew. Is that what it's called? The grounds crew. To do the groundwork. Shenema, there's a verse in the prophet Yoel. Ki oz, Rabbi Kessler, what does oz mean?
When
is then?
In the future.
When Mashiach comes, epoch el echod amim sofa berura. What does that mean? I'll turn over, all the people will have sofa berura. What does that mean, Alfie? Clear. Likroi kulam b'shem Hashem. Ula avdoi shechem echad. What does Shechem mean in Hebrew? Shoulder to shoulder. Shechem means a shoulder, Rabbi Kessler. When Mashiach comes, all of us are going to serve God standing shoulder to shoulder. Even the Aborigines. But wait a minute. The Talmud and Sanhedrin says, Yimei Shiach ein mekablen gerim. Reuven, how could the Talmud and Sanhedrin fight the text? There's a saying on Wall Street, don't fight the tape. We have a saying, don't fight the text. So how could the Talmud Avram say, B'mei Mashiach, Eimei Kablan Geirim, when the prophet Yoel says, when Mashiach comes, all of us are going to stand, Shechem Echad Avram. What does that mean? Standing shoulder to shoulder to worship Hashem. How does that jive with the Gemara and Sanhedrin that what? No Geirim, what?
Free choice would have been lost. Free choice.
The Gerim were before Mashiach already.
Beautiful, Reuven. Beautiful. We won't accept Gerim. But you don't have to be Jewish to go to heaven. All religions say my way or the highway. Except Judaism. Judaism says keep the seven, go to heaven. So when Mashiach comes, even the Aborigines, right? Will what? Keep the seven Noahide laws. The seven Noahide laws. That's serving Hashem shoulder to shoulder. We serve Hashem by keeping the Tayyad. Right. And they serve Hashem by what?
The seven.
Keep the seven, go to heaven. Right?
Robert, interesting observation.
Go ahead.
Where it says Shechem, right? It's a Mokham
Onios. Mokham, right.
So here, the fact that it's here, it's being Lahafuch.
Lahafuch. That city, the hotbed of terrorism. The city's called Shoulder. That's right. Shechem means shoulder. So Avram Berkowitz, in English, the expression standing shoulder to shoulder. Where does it come from? This pasuk. Shoulder to shoulder.
So now it
comes from this verse in Prophet Yoel. We're all going to serve Hashem. Hang in there. The best is yet to come. Right? Now, how did JC and Yishma'eli, how did they paved the way for Melech HaMashiach. Ketzad. See that Malkut says Ketzad? Ketzad. You want to read that?
Ketzad.
How?
Kvar nit malei haolam kulo midibrei
Stop. The whole world is speaking about what? The missionaries and the Ayatollahs, right?
And the Muslims.
And the Muslims, they're all speaking about mankind will be saved, right? Even though they're betting on the wrong guy, but they still gave the world the concept that there is morality, there is a conscience, and there will be a savior. So they all taught that idea, even though they're betting on the wrong guy. You hear what he's saying over here, Rabbi Kessler? You hear what he's saying over here? Midivrei HaTorah, Midivrei HaMitzvot. Because the other religions recognize the OT. What's the OT? The only testament. The only testament. Midivrei HaMitzvot. Upashtu devarim elu b'yir mechokim. And even in Micronesia, maze yir mechokim. Distant, even Micronesia speaks about what? The only testament. They even the Muslims recognize today, you know, the only today, testament, no?
Today in Asia, they're actually learning Talmud.
In Korea. Incredible. Uba'amim rabim arle lev. V'heim nosim and nosim edvarim elu mitzvah Torah. The whole world, whether Islam or Christianity, they're no longer what? Sacrificing human beings to Getchkes. Right? They've been taught there's a morality, there's a God, there's a consciousness, and mankind will be saved from himself at the end of time. So they already have that idea, even though they're betting on the wrong guy. Ooh. You hear? So what's their mistake? Elu amri mitzvos elu emet. They say that what? That the Old Testament is not, the only testament is what? No longer applicable. Yeah. But of course they're wrong. But they have this idea of monotheism, even though it's flawed, which they hadn't before. They're worshipping a whole, what's the word, pantheon of Getchkes and savagery and child sacrifice. So this raised them up a level. You hear what the Rambam is saying? Now when Mashiach will come, Raphael, they'll accept him. Even though it'll be the wrong guy according to them. But the idea is there. The concept is there. Thanks to Islam and Christianity. So therefore God allowed those religions to rise up, even though it cost us so much in blood. But somehow it is going to pave the way, the Rambam says, L'yashed derech l'melech ha-Mashiach. And therefore God allowed these religions to what? To be so successful. So it's amazing that this is, someone took this out from the regular Rambam. Who took it out, Moshe? The Yidna or the non-Jews? Who do you think? The non-Jews took this out. Why? It's painting Christianity in a positive light, no?
No, it's
not? We took it out.
Yeah, because it said we killed JC.
Themselves is contradicting themselves. So
yeah.
It'll be that they're contradicting themselves.
All right. So anyway, he says over here. Now the next paragraph, Rabbi Kessler. The Elu Amrim. See what he says? The Elu Amrim. Devarim Nistarim. Yesh Ben. The Eino Kipshutan. Right? They're hidden things. Ukvar Bo Mashiach. That's what they say. The Christians say Mashiach already came. They're waiting for the second coming, right? Kvar bo Mashiach. The Gil Nistarayim. There he is, right? But when the real one comes, look at footnote Memhei. Mashiach HaSheker. V'kavodil Yishmaeli. So they say, right? They're betting on the wrong guy. So when the real guy comes, they say, oh, wow. Okay? So here you have the uncensored version of the Rambam and of the Talmud. So we see whatever happens, happens because God ordained it. And the way he understands things is not the way we do. So the Rambam is giving us a glimpse into the two other monotheistic religions. Christianity and... Christianity believes in the Trinity, right?
Right.
So is that monotheism or it's a watered-down monotheism? Watered-down... Three and one, one and three.
It's a hybrid.
It's a hybrid, right? Whatever it is, it's much better than the pagans had before. It's a step up, Mordechai. Moving on up.
Not much.
Debbie, ready or not, here I come. So when the real guy does come, they'll be more ready, able to what, Alfie? Accept him. This is God's game plan. Okay? B'shenechtas Adar marvin b'simcha. Chodesh Adar. Purim is coming. Okay? Now, Purim, there are six mitzvot on Purim. Rafael, did you know that? There are six, good thing you came today. There are six mitzvot. The first mitzvah is to read the Megillah, or have it read. The second mitzvah is to say, Al ha-nisim ve'al ha-purkan. Al ha-gvurot. Right? Al ha-mechomot. Right? Right? We thank God for the nisim, for the salvations, for the miracles and the wonders, Ba'al al milchamot. We thank God for the wars, Rabbi Kessler. Say what? I can understand thanking God for the miracles and the salvations and the victories from the wars. But why, Debbie, do we thank God for the wars themselves? Why do we thank God for the battles themselves?
Because God fought the wars.
What? We already said that. We thank God for the salvation from the wars. Why do we thank God for the battles themselves?
Because we're still here to talk about it. We find out who we are.
Beautiful. Only when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Thanks to the battles in our lives, whether personal or national, Hashem gives us those battles, those hardships, because you don't know what you're made of until what? When the going gets tough, the tough can go shopping, but they can get going. It's up to you. Everyone has hardships in their lives, but you can grow from it. So we thank God even for the battles, because through the battles, we can grow spiritually. We can progress and develop, which you can't do when you're coasting along. You think about it, through life, we grow from our hardships, never from what? The good times, Mordechai. If you think back on your life, no, my personal life, I have very hardship, I have a sick child. Spiritual growth comes from hardships. It's called growing pains. So we thank God even for the mochamot, even for the battles. Because without the battles, no pain, no gain. The Mishnah says, Lufum Tzara Agra, no pain, no gain. So therefore, we thank God even for the Mochamot. So that's the second mitzvah, to say Al Anisim. What's the third mitzvah, Rabbi Yaakov? To read Vayova Yamalek on Purim morning, Exodus 17. To read about the Amalekite terrorist attack, either Sunday or Monday, depending what? Where you live. What's the fourth mitzvah? Matonas Levionim. The fifth mitzvah, Mishloach Manot. And what's the sixth mitzvah? Suda with wine. So why is that left for last, Raphael? Because if you get drunk earlier, you won't be able to do the other five, right? Saving the best for last. That's why Jell-O is at the end of the meal. Saving. Remember Jell-O? Always room for Jell-O. Malka, why is the Suda with wine left for last?
Because whenever we are...
Achron Chaviv.
Whenever we sanctify something, Shabbos Yantav, we do it with wine and a feast.
Right, but why? I'll tell you why. You know the story. They tried to kill us, we won. Manja, manja.
Guess we didn't win so quickly.
Why? In Judaism, all events revolve around what?
Esmein Kind,
right? Why is that? Shabbos, Yom Tov, right? Brit Milah, any holy occasion has to include what? A feast. Why? And once we know that, we'll know why the Suda is mitzvah number six. First you do the other five. I'll tell you why, Raphael, you want to know. Right? In Judaism, they try to kill us, we won, let's eat, right? Seder, Purim, right? Moshe. What's it all about? The answer is...
Our body is jealous of our neshama.
Ooh, Rabbi Kessler, ooh. He stole my thunder.
So give us the lightning.
Okay. When there's a Shabbos, a Yom Tov, a Brit Milah, there's tremendous amount. Remember that song, Love is in the Air? Kedusha's in the air. It's a tremendous amount of Kedusha that is being what? Showered from heaven. Shabbos, Yom Tov, Brit Milah, finishing a tractate. Tremendous amount of extra spiritual energy is being what? Showered. Who's absorbing it? The neshama. The neshama is tuned into spirituality. But the human being is made up of guf and neshama. So the body says, I want to get in on the act, Mordechai. What am I, chopped liver? How do I participate in the Kiddusha? By eating chopped liver. I'm not joking. By eating, the guf gets to participate in the Kiddusha of the neshama. The neshama is saturated with extra Kiddusha from Shabbos, Yom Tov, Brit Milah, Siyum, Tractate, Purim. Tremendous amount. Kiddusha's in the air. Remember that song? Love is in the air. So who's absorbing it? The neshama. The neshama is tuned into spirituality. But the guf, I don't want to be a spectator. I'm also part of the mensch. How does the guf, Rabbi Yaakov, get to participate in the holy event? Manja, manja. It's called transfusion. By eating, the guf gets, I think it's called osmosis? Osmosis. The guf gets to participate part of the kiddusha from the neshama because you are what you eat. So by eating at a Shabbos, Yom Tov, Brit Milah, finishing a tractate, the guf participates in the kiddusha by what, Avram?
By making brachas and bechas.
By eating. By eating, the kiddusha is, I think it's called transfusion. Transfusion gets transformed from the neshama to the guf. So the guf gets to participate in the holy event because you are what you eat through the process. It's called osmosis. If there's osmosis in the physical world, Raphael, I don't know how you say it in Hebrew. No, osmosis. Then certainly there's osmosis, what? In the spiritual world as well. Certainly. So therefore, we leave the Suda for what? Last Mordechai. First, you have to do Megillah, Ala Nisim, Vayova Yamolek, Matanis Lavionim, Shloyach Monot. So the Neshama is now saturated with what? Kiddusha. With all that Kiddusha from the other five mitzvot. Now you're ready to make the transfusion. By eating, you are transferring all those five mitzvot, all that incredible Kiddusha that the Neshama has absorbed from those five mitzvot. Now you're ready to what? To do what, Raphael? The osmosis. So therefore, the Suda is left for what?
Last!
First, give the Neshama a chance to absorb all that Kedusha from the five mitzvot. Now you're ready to make the transfusion. Therefore, the Suda. Ever wonder? The Suda comes at the end of the day. Now you know why. Give the Neshama a chance to what? Absorb all of that Kedusha before it makes the transfusion. Pretty amazing, huh? Pretty amazing, huh? Now, you ever wonder, why can't we all be on the same page? Who said, can't we all get along? Who said that?
Rodney King.
Rodney King, right? I mean, all the other Chagim, it's the same day, Mordechai. Couldn't the rabbis figure out, how come I got to do it on the 15th, and you got to do it in Tel Aviv on the 14th? I'm mixed up. Can't we all be on the same page? Evelyn, remember we had a problem the other year. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Hilchas Megillah, Mi shedinoi likro betezvav, anyone who has to read the Megillah on the 15th, that's a Jerusalemite, eino yochol likroi veliftar libnei yudalit, b'yudalit. He cannot go to Tel Aviv on the 14th and what, and read the Megillah. Isn't that strange? A guy, Mi shedinoi likroi betezvav, a guy who lives in Jerusalem, and he has to read the Megillah when, Avram? Eino yochol likroi veliftor libnei yudalit b'yudalit. He cannot read and exempt people who have to read on the 14th. Wait a minute, I'm also Jewish. What's it all about? Can't we all get along, Refoil? Can't we be on the same page? Why this confusion? Where am I living? Thank you. Tel Aviv, Jerusalem. Why this confusion, Rabbi Kessler?
That's not confusion of Allah either.
That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Don't fight the Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah,
look it up. Simen Tov Resh Pei Ches. Sif Kotn Ches. Whoever has to read on the Tezvav, Eino Yochol Belikro Beliftor Lebnei Yudalid BeYudalid.
That's only if he gets back.
I'm not talking if you sleep. If you sleep there, you live there.
Right.
If you don't sleep there, you can't take a Sheirut Moniot on the 14th and read and go back to sleep in Jerusalem. You can't do that. You're not Yoitza. Where do you have such halacha? So to answer this question, you have to what, Rafael? How come you don't say Hallel on Purim? What am I, chopped liver? Chanukah, you say Hallel. Pesach, there was a greater ness on Purim. On Chanukah, we were not facing physical annihilation. And yet we say Hallel when? So why don't you say Hallel on Purim?
Because it happened in
Chutz Laaretz. Oh. So Pesach happened in Chutz Laaretz too. The first Pesach happened in Chutz Laaretz too. Very good, Rabbi Aaron. Okay? The Gemara makes that point.
Who says it because of Chutz
Laaretz? Where the first miracle, the Gemara Megillah says, because the miracle happened in Chutz Laaretz.
The Gemara says that?
So didn't the Exodus happen in Chutz Laaretz?
Yeah, of course.
And where, you say Hallel on Pesach?
Yeah.
It also happened in the Chutz Laaretz. It happened in Midbar Sinai.
Right.
So it happened in Chutz Laaretz. So what?
So what exactly?
So the answer is, as my Rebbe said, Rabbi Yaakov Kaletsky Zatzal, he said this is a knas. The rabbis made a knas. It's a fine. Not saying Hallel and not being on the same page, Malk. Ever get a parking ticket? Says Rabbi Yaakov, historical background. 50 years before Haman came on the scene, Koresh had already announced all the Jews of Borough Park and Lakewood, come on home. 50 years before Haman came on the scene. Koresh, the benevolent, he was like what? Not like Obama. He was like George Bush, maybe. Who's good for the Jews? George Bush? He was like a very good guy. A good, you know. Ronald Reagan. He said... Koresh. All right, Harry Truman. All the Yidden, I'll pay your expenses, he said. Come on, not come on down. Come on up. Leave Borough Park, Bovell, Persia, Cyrus, not Cyrus Vance, Cyrus, 50 years before Haman.
You must be crazy, man.
You look in the book of Ezra, out of millions of Yidden, only 42,000 answered the call. Millions said, they turned the page. I'm too busy in Borough Park. I got kosher pizza shops here, and I got Koilalan in Borough Park. What do you mean? Sorry, Cyrus Vance, not me. Eze Busha. You hear? So 50 years later, God had no choice but what?
Bring
Ahmadinejad. I mean, what's his name? Haman. Wake up, Yidden. What are you doing in Shmutz Laaretz? What are you doing in Shmutz Laaretz? 50 years ago, Koresh already gave them permission. There were no takers. Eze Busha v'cherkva. Koresh was shocked. He was shocked. Who answered the 42,000 were all, who were they?
They were criminals.
Criminals.
Wow.
Intermarried people, chicks or wives. Ooh. Not one Haredi answered the call. Koresh was shocked, Evelyn.
It was a mitzvah key meet.
So God, 50 years later, said, listen, you guys are asleep at the wheel. I have no choice but to send you Haman. To send you Haman. And all the Yidden did tshuva. It says, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim. All the Yidden became Haredi, it says in the Megillah.
They still didn't.
So how come Mashiach didn't come? So Chabad says because the Rebbe wasn't born yet. No, that's what they say. But why didn't he really come, Evelyn? Because they all became Haredi, but they remained in Borough Park. Even Mordechai and Esther did not make Aliyah. My wife grew up in Persia. When she was a little girl, her father took her to Hamadan. Hamadan is where Mordechai and Esther are buried. And the Persian government takes good care. They build a mosque there, and even the Persian goyim go and daven there. Mordechai and Esther never made Aliyah.
But Ezra mentions him as part of the Sanhedrin.
Who?
Mordechai.
But he's buried in Hamadan.
Okay, but he's still mentioned as part of the Sanhedrin.
So he did it through facts.
What?
Or I think it was email. SM email. Because
fact,
he's
fact,
he never made Aliyah.
He gets thrown out of the Sanhedrin after a while, as I recall.
He never made Aliyah. It was long distance. He's buried together with Esther in Hamadan. So that's why the rabbis made a knas, no Hallel, and you guys cannot be on the same page. Confusion. As a knas, because we should have been here 50 years before Haman came on the scene.
The Gemara says
Haman was a wake-up call. Cyrus did it in a nice way. The Yidden didn't respond, so God says, Ein Breira, I got to send you Ahmadinejad. And it still didn't help. Therefore, the Second Temple was doomed to be destroyed from the get-go. Look in Tractate Yuma, page 9. When they built the Second Temple, they knew it's going to be destroyed. The Yidden. You look in the book of Ezra. When the Second Temple was finally built, Evelyn, there wasn't even enough Kohanim and Levites to run the temple. Eze Busha. Ezra HaSoifer had to run back to Borough Park, put an ad in the Jewish press. I'm not joking. Kohanim and Levites wanted to run the temple. Eze Busha. The Levites were not interested. So therefore, they knew from the get-go that what, Moshe?
It wouldn't last.
It wouldn't last.
But they don't have the Levim in Dominic.
The Levim didn't show up. They were too busy. Where? In Lakewood.
Yeah,
didn't Ezra remove
And that's why Ezra put a knas on them. I put a spell on you. He took away their miser as a knas.
What did Rich Lucky say?
Should I say it, Rav Aaron? Should I say it? Okay. Tractate Yuma, page 9. This great Amora sage came from Babylon.
The Rebbe Yochanan's only his most prime
Chavrusa, Chaver, Talmud Chaver. This prominent Rav came from Bavel to Tiberias to visit the great Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish, the Gadol HaDor, right? Him and Rebbe Yochanan. So Rish Lakish is in the river bathing. So the great Babylonian Amora says, oh, great rabbi, please let me assist you out of the water. He says, get away from me. God hates you, Babylonians. Because of you, the temple was destroyed. So what does that mean? Because your ancestors remained in Bavel and didn't come up to Eretz Israel, therefore the temple was doomed. If enough Yidden would have what? Made Aliyah under Ezra, under Koresh, and after Haman, the second temple would have been what? The final temple. So Rish Lakish told this great sage, I don't want to mention his name, the great Amor from Bavel, God hates you because of you, meaning you and your forebearers, by not making Aliyah, remaining in Borough Park, you caused the second temple to be destroyed. Pretty. Them's fighting words. What would Rish Lakish say today to the guys in Lakewood? What would he say to them? The great Shimon ben Lakish.
How about the five towns?
The five towns. Babylon, Long Island. Ooh, Babylon, Long Island. Pretty amazing. Right. That's one of the seven. What? So that's why I'm here. More than that, the names in the Megillah, Adar, right? Tammuz, all of those are Babylonian names. So why did we adopt those Babylonian names?
Because the entire Talmud publicly.
To commemorate the fact that we did not come out.
Now you're quoting my Rebbe, Yaakov Kamenetsky itself. What, Tammuz is the name of a Babylonian Getchke. Look in the book of Of Yecheskel. Why do we call Babylonian pagan names to our, in the Torah? It's Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, Chodesh HaShlishi. Why do we use pagan Babylonian names? So my Rebbe said, Rabbi Yaakov, it's part of the Knas. Ezra said, you guys love Bavel so much, we're going to change the names of the months to the pagan Babylonian names to remind you of an opportunity missed. You like Bavel so much, you're going to have Babylonian names to remind you of to your eternal bizoyon and busha that you held back the coming. The Mashiach, Evelyn, could have come 2,400 years ago. Look in Talmud Yuma, page 9. All the Yidden became Haredi. Why didn't he come? Because the Rebbe wasn't born. Huh? He could have come. But the Yidden didn't make Aliyah. They neglected that great mitzvah, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Mashiach said, how am I going to come?
It's not a mitzvah.
That's mitzvah kiyumit, but the Ramban disagrees. Right? So, it's a mitzvah kiyumit. So is putting on tzitzis. So why do you wear tzitzis in Borough Park for? It's only mitzvah kiyumis.
Excuse me.
There are two types of mitzvahs, Rabbi Goldman. There's a mitzvah kiyuvit, there's a mitzvah kiyumit. Let me give you a classic case. Putting on tefillin every day is a mitzvah kiyuvit. You got to do it. Chasing away the mother bird and taking the eggs, you don't have to do it. Wearing tzitzis, maybe I shouldn't publicize this. Only if you have a beged of arba kanfot, then you have to put on tzitzis. But if I don't feel like wearing a beged of arba kanfot, then what?
You don't have to wear tzitzis.
That's a mitzvah, optional. Sir Moshe Feinstein, living in Israel is also an optional mitzvah. So fine, so don't put on tzitzis either.
It is an option? Right, it's an option.
That's what Rav Moshe says. Other poskim don't agree with him. The Chazon Ish didn't agree with him. The Chazon Ish says living in Israel is not like tzitzis and sending away the mama bird. Living in Israel is like putting on tefillin, says the Chazon Ish. And he quotes the Ramban. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis. For argument's sake, let's say it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. So why are you putting on tzitzis for in Borough Park? It's also only kiyumis. What kind of excuse is that? But some people say, Moshe, don't confuse me with the facts.
Ralph,
yes.
What about the Ratzon Hashem?
Vos zukt Gott? What do you think God says? Well, what does Shlokish say? God hates you Babylonians. What powerful language. The poor rabbi from Babylon, Long Island, all he wanted to help the great rabbi out of, put him on a bathrobe. He said, God hates you. Wow. What would he say to the Jews in Babylon, Long Island today? Oh, yeah,
wait a minute.
What?
The Talmud Bavle was written
in Bavel.
Right.
Okay.
But after Mashiach comes, we're not going back to the Talmud Yerushalmi.
Who said? Moving on up.
We're going back to the Talmud Yerushalmi.
We'll go to Talmud Yerushalmi. When Mashiach comes, we're going to concentrate on Talmud Yerushalmi.
We're also not going to have any holidays except for...
Yes, we are.
You anticipated me. That's next week's shiur. Next week's shiur is, was Haman good for the Jews?
Why was it always going to be a holiday?
Was Haman good for the Jews?
He was terrific.
Ooh.
He's the best thing we have going
for. Was Haman good for the Jews? And...
Obama's
good for the Jews?
Was
hit, no, I was talking about Haman good for the Jews. And will Purim be the only yontiv in the, when Mashiach comes? What about Ani Mamin? One of the Ani Mamins is, Raphael, that the Torah that we have will never change. So what do you mean the yontivs will become Botel? How do you explain that Medrash? That's a cliffhanger. You got to come next Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Any questions, comments, Moshe?
Well,
Questions, comments?
Same time,
no? No questions, no comments? Chodesh Tov Mvorach. Now, today is a Yom Tov for ladies. Why is Chodesh a Yom Tov for ladies? Because they didn't sin with the Getchkes. What does A got to do with B? It's a two-day Chodesh. So ladies have a Yom Tov. Why, Rabbi Avkel Goldman? Why? Just because they didn't sin with the golden calf, why did they get the Chodesh a Yom Tov? So Pirkei de Beleza says, you know, God has a plan A and a plan B. The reason we have three Chagim is in honor of the three Avot. But every Rosh Chodesh should have been a full Chag in honor of the 12 founding tribes of Israel. You know that? Pirkei de Beleza said that. Three Chagim in honor of the three fathers. The fourth Chag, Shmini Atzeres, in honor of what? The four mothers, the mamas and the papas. But God's plan A was, Evelyn, Pirkei de Beleza said, that there should be a Chag to honor the 12 founding tribes of Israel. Right? Full Chag. When we sinned with the golden calf, God penalized us and said, V'shchoidish ois yontiv. Ois yontiv, one second. Ois yontiv. You blew it. As a penalty for worshipping the golden calf, V'shchoidish is no longer what? Since ladies never sinned with the golden calf, it's not that they get V'shchoidish as a yontiv. They never lost it. Mordechai, we lost it for the golden getchke. Women never participated in the golden calf. So therefore, not that they get Rosh Chodesh. They never lost it. We lost it. As a Knas, they never lost it. Because they never sinned with the golden calf. So therefore, you have to take your wife out for dinner.
Why don't the Levim have a...
Well, they didn't protest. The Levites didn't protest. The women did protest. They didn't want to give their jewelry. They wouldn't give up their jewelry. The ladies protested. Levites didn't. So therefore, Avram, not that they get a yontif today, your wife.
Avram.
She never lost a yontif. She never lost a yontif. Don't you tell her?
We wouldn't have worked. It
would be like Chalamoy.
It would
be like Chalamoy. Like Chalamoy.